This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan nearly a day ago, but the effects of her visit continue to play out as China intensifies military exercises around the self-ruled island. Authorities in Taiwan say China encircled Taiwan with at least 11 ballistic missiles Thursday. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry said China fired military Chinese military fired Dongfeng ballistic missiles into the waters near Taiwan's eastern, southern, and northern coasts in a series of volleys afternoon Thursday, local time. China initially said the live fire military drills will impact six zones near Taiwan and will last through Sunday. However, Taiwanese officials said the exercises Thursday were extended to a seventh zone, where the drills will last a day longer. China's state-controlled media said the test involved long-range rocket artillery and conventional missiles. They said the expected results had been achieved, but without elaborating. Speaking at a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, in Cambodia, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sought to assure China nothing has changed in U.S. policy towards China or Taiwan and urged Beijing not to escalate the situation.
We in countries around the world believe that escalation serves no one and could have unintended consequences that serve no one's interests, including ASEAN members and including China. We've reached out to engage our PRC counterparts in recent days at every level of government to convey this message. Maintaining cross-state stability is in the interests of all countries in the region, including all of our colleagues within ASEAN.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, meanwhile, is continuing her Asian tour with a stop in South Korea, but she avoided making public comments on relations with China and Taiwan. This is VOA News. The Reuters News Service reports Ukrainian officials said Thursday their military had repelled multiple Russian assaults on a strategic stronghold in the country's eastern region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky this week described the pressure his armed forces were under in the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine as hell. He spoke of fierce fighting around the town of Avdiivka and the fortified village of Pyskyi, where Kyiv had acknowledged its Russian foes' partial success in recent days. The Ukrainian military said Thursday Russian forces had mounted at least two assaults on Pyskyi, but that Ukrainian troops had managed to repel them. Ukraine had spent the last 8 years fortifying defensive positions in the village, viewing it as a buffer zone against Russian-backed forces who control the city of Donetsk, about 10 kilometers to the southeast. The Russian Defense Ministry Thursday confirmed its forces were on the offensive in the eastern region. The U.S. Senate approved Sweden and Finland's accession to NATO Wednesday by a vote of 95-1, sending a strong bipartisan message of support for expanding the Western alliance against Russia. During the debate on the Senate floor, Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer Wednesday said the strong bipartisan vote in favor of Finland and Sweden's membership sends a strong message to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Putin has tried to use his war in Ukraine to divide the West. Instead, today's vote shows our alliance is stronger than ever. I applaud the leaders of Sweden and Finland who made a bold choice to depart from their long-held position with respect to NATO. I'm confident they'll be excellent partners in this alliance.
The usually lengthy process for NATO admission has been fast-tracked in the Senate as part of a strong response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine earlier this year. The lone no vote came from conservative Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, who contended, among other arguments, that European security alliances are a distraction from what he called the U.S.'s chief rival, China, not Russia. The U.S. is one of 30 NATO member countries that must approve Sweden and Finland's admission to the more than 70-year-old organization that has guaranteed European security since World War II. The Bank of England has projected that Britain's economy will enter a recession at the end of the year. To slow accelerating inflation driven by the fallout from Russia's war in Ukraine, the bank hiked interest rates Thursday by the largest amount in more than 27 years. The bank says inflation will accelerate to over 13% in the final 3 months of the year and remain very elevated for much of 2023. Central banks worldwide are struggling to control surging inflation without tipping economies into recession. Repeating the hour's top story, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan nearly a day ago, but the effects of her visit continue to play out as China intensifies military exercises around the self-ruled island. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This.